Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 24. And when Bilam saw that it pleased Yahuwah to Barak Yisrael, he did not go, as at other times, to seek to use sorcery, but he put his face toward the wilderness. And Bilam lifted up his eyes and saw Yisrael encamped according to their tribes. And the Ruach of Elohim came upon him, and he took up his proverb and said,
"The saying of Bilam, son of Beor, and the saying of the man whose eyes are open, the saying of him who hears the words of El, who sees the vision of El Shaddai, who falls down with eyes open wide. How good are your tents, O Yaakov, your dwellings, O Yisrael, like wadis that stretch out, like gardens by a river, like aloes planted by Yahuwah, like cedars beside waters. He makes water flow from his buckets, and his seed is in many waters. His sovereign is higher than Agag, and his reign is exalted. El, who brought him out of Mitzrayim, is for them like the horns of a wild ox. He devours nations, his enemies, and he breaks their bones, and he strikes through with his arrows. He bowed down, he lay down like a lion, and, like a lion, who would rouse him? Baruch is he who barach you, and cursed is he who curses you."
Then the displeasure of Balak burned against Bilam, and he struck his hands together. Balak then said to Bilam,
"I summoned you to curse my enemies, and see, you have kept on Berakah these three times, and now flee to your place. I said I would greatly esteem you, and see, Yahuwah has kept you back from esteem."
And Bilam said to Balak,
"Did I not also speak to your messengers whom you sent to me, saying, if Balak should give me his house filled with silver and gold, I am unable to go beyond the word of Yahuwah to do either good or evil of my own heart. What Yahuwah speaks, that I speak. And now, see, I am going to my people. Come, let me advise you what this people is going to do to your people in the latter days."
And he took up his proverb and said,
"The saying of Bilam, son of Beor, and the saying of the man whose eyes are opened, the saying of him who hears the words of El and knows the knowledge of the Most High, who sees the vision of El Shaddai, who falls down with eyes opened wide. I see him, but not now. I observe him, but not near. A star shall come out of Yaakov, and a scepter shall rise out of Yisrael, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and shall destroy all the sons of Shaph. And Edom shall be a possession, and Seir shall be a possession. Enemies, and Yisrael is doing mightily. And a ruler shall come from Yaakov, and destroy the remnant from Ar."
He then looked on Amalek, and he took up his proverb and said,
"Amalek was first among the nations, but his latter end is to perish forever."
He then looked on the Canaanites, and he took up his proverb and said,
"Firm is your dwelling place, and your nest is placed in the rock. But Cain is to be burned. Till when does Ashur keep you captive?"
And he took up his proverb and said,
"Oh, who lives when El does this? And the ships shall come from the coast of Kittim, and they shall afflict Ashur and afflict Ever, and so shall Amalek, and he also perishes."
And Bilam arose and left and returned to his place. And Balak also went his way.